We are in Daf Nun Zayin Lamed Beis. We had had Machlokes Abaye and Rav Yosef. The Philistine Mezuyin has a din of a ganef, or he has a din of a gazla. Rav Yosef held he has a din of a ganef. Given the Metamri Meinshi, even though from the Nignav alone he confronts him with weapons, and Falpikain, he still has a din of a ganef. And Abaye holds he has a din of a gazla. And the Nafkemina will be if a Philistine Mezuyim has to pay kafel, number one. According to Rabbi Yosef, Philistine Mezuyim pays kafel, he's a ganef. According to Abaye, he doesn't pay kafel, he's a gazlan. There'll be a second afkemine, for Shema Socho will be toyen, nignevo, ayyidei Philistine Mezuyim. And the nimtza, shu atzmai gonvoi, the Shema Socho was the ganef. So according to Rav Yosef, he was tining, he was a tiner, the tiner's gneve. So, the plain tiner's gone, if it's forgotten, the nimtze schwarz, my gunfire, he'll be chayef kefel. According to Abaye, it's tain tiner's gazlan, so he'll be potter from kefel. These were the nafkeminis till now. So the Gemara says, Ta'arech in the middle of the Yomid, Menzainim at Beis, Leimah Messiah, we have a raya to Rabbi Yosef. That a list in Mezuyim has a din of a ganef. We learned as follows, Ha'soicha pora mechaveroi, someone rented a pora, v'nignevo, they got stolen, v'omar halo, and now the soicha said, Hareini mishalem ve'eini nishba. Now, in the beginning of Perek HaMafkid, there's a Meiradiki Yisod that it says in the Mishnah as follows. The din is, if let's say, let's talk about a Poshita case. Let's say you have a Shema Chinam that's put on Gneva Vaveide, and it was Nigna from the Shema Chinam. And now, so Mikar Adin, the Shema Chinam goes over to the Bailam and say, I'm part of the Gneva Veda, I'll swear Nignav and finish, I'm part of the pay, which is Mutta. What if the Shema Chinam is very good-hearted? He comes over to the Bailam, he says, Mikar Adin, I'm part of, I could have sworn. I don't want you to lose, I'll pay you. I'll pay you for the Chayfetz that was Nignav. Meiradik. And then later we find the ganef. Later we find someone else was the ganef. The shem is Meiradik Elach Yid. So the Mishnah says, Mitzad the Hakoras HaToiv, that the mafkid has to the shemel, he wanted to make sure that he shouldn't lose the keren. So this toiv is paid back in return, but now that they found the ganef, so the tashlumei kefil, the revach from the gneve will go to the shema. That's halacha tanan sadi, that the mafkid is zicha maskim to make such a deal with the shema, that if you'll be nice enough to pay me the keren, so I'm nice enough with you to pay you the. So you'll get the kefil. You'll get, if they find the gun, if you'll get the revochim of the gneve, you'll get the kefil. And the Gemara has a pilpul, how is he maknim the kefil? So the vashaloi baloilom. The Gemara comes out that he's maknim the poro. He's maknim the poro, let us say, ashoa kaidim gneve. Let's not go into this too, mahalchim in the Gemara. That, and that is a, an understood condition that the mafkid makes with the nifkat, even though it wasn't spoken out, that if you'll be nice enough to pay me the keren of the poro, let's say a poro was stolen, so I makne to you the poro Ashar Kaida Magneve, so comes out of Chiopara. The Chiopara, so it comes out the gun of Gan Vidyopara. I was magnet to you, Ashar Kaida Magneve, see Gan Vidyopara, see, how is your careful? That is the aloche, that is the aloche by Ashema that was potter to pay, and paid out of his own goodwill, so the bala pora is makne the pora to the shema. Now, asaycha pora mechaveret. Now let's go back to this case. A person went to the pora, v'nigneva, v'omar halo, hareini mishalem v'eini nishba. So the saycha says, a kaponim v'rihitas advorim is that Mi'ikar adin, he doesn't have to pay. Mi'ikar adin, he could have sworn, but he's paying. V'achar kach nimtza haganev, and afterwards, we found the ganev, is mishalim tashlumei keifel l'seichem. So it says the same halacha we had mentioned by Ashay Machinom, that says, areini mishalim v'eini nishba, applies by Aseicha also. Now, Savruha Kirab Yehuda, the Gemara held that this Barais is going according to Rab Yehuda. The Omar is a Machlekes Rab Yehuda and Rameyer, and the Seicher is a din of Hashem Achinom, or a Seicher is a din of Hashem Asocha. Rab Yehuda holds a Seicher is a din of Hashem Asocha, Rameyer holds a Seicher is a din of Hashem Achinom. Savruha, the Gemara held now, Kirab Yehuda, the Omar Seicher, can I say Sochadom? So now, so let us again learn the Baraisa. So the Seicher is Be'emerson Hashem Asocha. And all of a sudden, the Seicher says, you know, I could have sworn, and I could be put to pay, but I'm a good-hearted person, and I'm going to pay. And because of that, he gets the kefil. Now, Hashem HaSachar, what should Hashem HaSachar says? I could have sworn I wouldn't pay. Hashem HaSachar is Chayim HaGneiva Vaveide. So, what's the whole story over here? He's mechuyev to pay him. He doesn't deserve a pat on his back for paying. He's Hashem HaSachar. So, Akochach, we have to say, we're speaking about a list of mizuyim. We're speaking about a list of mizuyim, which Hashem HaSachar is also put, and a seicher is like a shem asocha. So now, this seicher is a very nice person. He's saying, you know, there was a list of mizuyin over here. I didn't have to pay. I could have sworn, and then I'd be potter to pay, but I'm a very good-hearted person. And then they found this list of mizuyin, and he pays kefil. Ooh, a list of mizuyin pays kefil. So we have a raya klal to Rav Yosef that a list of mizuyin is a din of a ganev, not of a gazel. ומי דקטוני ואום הרייני משלם ואיני נשבע מכלל דיבוי פוטל אינם שבשבו. So we have to say that this seicher, if he had wanted to, he could have sworn. היכי דומי כגוין דקטוני תיינס ליסטה מזוי. That's what you have to say פשט. וכתוני ואחר כך נמצא הגנף משלם תשלומי כיפה לסייכר. Shmamino listim mizuyim ganefu. So we see that a listim mizuyim is a ganef. Let's see what Rashi says. Misayelei the listim mizuyim ganefu arayet Rav Yosef. Ve'eni nishba di'i bo ino nishtabu. If I wanted to, I could have sworn the nignevo that it was stolen miftarin and I'll be potter. So now you pay kefil l'seicher, the kiven, the shilem, since he paid, nimtzeis agneva shaloi, l'cheira Rashi means, so comes out, the thing that was stolen, was his, as we mentioned, the Gemara says in Hamafkid, that he's makted him ashor koidem agneva. If he pays, so he's makted him ashor koidem agneva. Agavuche, the Mephoshim HaMoira And that what Rashi says, the kiven the shilaim is lav davke, because the Gemara Namafkid is medayik, he didn't pay over here. He said, hareini mishalem. He offered to pay. And by offering to pay, also the mafkid is maknehem the behem already. So the shilaim is, the Gemara Sadakli said, hareini mishalem. Hareini mishalem by the nishpen, it's nimtzagat. Savru Rabbonon, the bowl is Ayala Rav Yosef Meho. The Rabbonon, who wanted to bring a raya from this paraisa to Rav Yosef, Rav Yehudi, that it's going according to Rav Yehudi, the Omar Seichel Kishemer Sochel Domi, Vasoichel Asapoyalem, Umachaye Vigneve. A Seichel like Kishemer Sochel says, Chaye Vigneve. So what's Pshat? He's saying, I won't swear. You can't swear. You're Shemer Sochel. Umediktoni einei nishba bechlal, di boi ishtabui di nignevoki di ketoin. It seems if he had wanted to swear, like he tainer, have a mifta. The hechidomi de mifta, how could he be potter? Homechayim begneve, alavadai de ketoin listem izuyin. So speaking about gonva bechazok, alistem izuyin, stolen bechazok. Uketoni de hinim so isay listem, mishalem keifel. So we have a raya to Rav Yosef. So the Gemara says, Omri, Misavres ke Rav Yehuda, da Omar, Soicha, ke Noisei, Socha, Domi, Dilma ke Ramei, Svirla, you're bringing a raya from a baraisa that says, that by a Soicha could swear Nignevo. So you, according to Rav Yehuda, how could he swear Nignevo? Akocher means nigdavai de list of mizuyin, and it says he pays kefil. Nah, it's not going according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going according to Rabbi Meir. Dilmak, Rabbi Meir svilei, da'ma seiche, kishay mechinam dami. It's not raya, so the whole raya falls off. A seiche is a din of a shay mechinam is part of from gneve, so the brais is, don't have to make any ukimtis. He says, you know, it was stolen. A poshet aganev, and Hashem mechinim was potter and poshet gneiv, and he says, you know, I'm going to pay, and I won't swear, but him saganev, you pay kefil. So, if it goes according to Rav Meir, you have no raya whatsoever. Zot Rashi, soicher kishoy mechinim domi, ubeganev, she'enim mezuyim, have a potter nam shemekos. You know what I'm saying? Speaking about a list of mezuyim. He's a shoy mechinim. Speaking about a ganev, she'enim mezuyim. Let us see what Tosfos says. Savrua ke Rav Yehuda dom ha-soicher ke noisei socher dom. Now, it's a modern maise. The Gemara, how do you know? It's going to Rav Yehuda. We have a raya to Rav Yehuda. No, it's going to Rav Meir. I mean, what's the whole shakla v'tai over here? So Tosfos says, Mishim dohi kaim alom. We paskin like Rav Yehuda. So it would be very proper to assume that this Barais is going, Aliva de Hilchese. Shemdachi Kaimlo, Kistamas Nisnepeg Basra de Shvuis, Tiktoni Noisei Socha, Baha Soiche, Mishalme Mesagneve Sabeda. Rabir Bianami Islei Ochi Ba Mavkit, that a Soiche is like a Shemel Socha. Gabi Pomim Sheshneim Bechatos, Bivomis Beresh Per Kalmone, Gabi Koin Shesocha Porom Yisrael, the Masik Neide Machai Vigneve Baveide. So you see, a soicha is chayv b'gnei b'aveda. U'ba'ashel nami gabimar ba'achinina ogalei kodnaise lebeichu zoi v'chaybinu roba masik denignevo. So memele, so the Gemara was matrik, good. It's not muchach, this raya, could be it's going a libe de rameya, shaloi a libe de ilchese. So it's no raya. Iboy Yisayme, now we have a second teretz in the Gemara. Kedemachlev Rabbe Baravua. Rabbe Baravua said, V'toni soicher keitzad mishalem. Rabbe Baravua said, this machlok is between Rameir Rabbi Yehuda v'soicher z'ashem echinam v'ashem esocho. Rameir oimer k'shem esocho. Rabbi Yehuda oimer k'shem echinam. Now, this Gemara is really shreklich shver. What is the Gemara saying? The Dritas Loshna Gemara is as follows. When he wanted to bring a raya to Rabbi Yosef, he said it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds it's Shomer Socha. So we have and for this reason, we're saying that a Ganav pays kefil, so he's speaking about a list of Mizuyin. That was the raya. So now the Gemara says, so the Dritas Loshna Gemara is as follows. Before we were matriyu, it's not going according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going according to Rameya. Now the Gemara says, you know, Rabbi Baravua says, Rabbi Yehuda holds he's a shame achino. So you know what, you're right, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda holds he's a shame achino. So my thought when it's karai, that's the Ritas Loshna Gemara. But according to Taisus, we just learned, Taisus says, what was the happiness going according to Rabbi Yehuda? Sovelot. Because we paskin is a shame of socha. So what's, so all of a sudden now that the Gemara says, you know, it's going according to you know it's a shame of chinam. I mean, if you want to say it's going, I leave it to Hilchus, I have no prejudice to say it's going according to Rabeya. I mean, it's not pshat, I want to say it's going, leave it to Hilchus. So this Iboy Yisem is really very difficult to understand. And Taisus really, well, he mentions it. Nivoy Yisem, let us first see Rashi. Lo ilam, Rabbi Yehudi, u beganev, she'enei mezuyim, uch demachlef, rabbe, baravu, vaseicha, sapayal. Let us see Taisvitz. Vivoy Yisem, kidemachlef, leinavke, mine, midi, Taisvitz says, now what's the difference if it's, what's the second parents? He's saying the same pisgam. He holds he's a shay machinam. The shayla is who the machaber is. It's Rameh, Rabbi Yehuda, so what's going on? Well, if he dvorov, the boy look me, ke Rabbi Yehuda, you want to go according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? So lo shim loy. It could be going according to Rabbi Yehuda, he still don't have a ray. But ne mi ke ki agavne, vi bo yisem ke machal baba babu, of awesome, yis yashiv, tvei, there, it's a stickle mahalo. Shayim ekenke de lami tosam as nisen ke Rameh. So then there's a mahalach to say it's a Mishnah Rameh, so we say Rameh holds that he's a Shem HaSocha. V'shem Agav Shevi Yishom Evi Yikam. Maybe here Taka doesn't have any pshat whatsoever. No, the Gemara said, Iboy Yisayim, you could have machlev in another Gemara where there is a mahalach, so the Gemara brought it here also. Rav Zeira Oma. Now, this Rav Zeira is very, very interesting. Rav Zeira says as follows. You're right, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds his Hashem HaSocha. See, we have a raya to Rabbi Yosef that our list of Mezuyin is a din of a ganav. Rav Zeira Oma, Ochem Ma'eskinen betoyin tainel's list of Mezuyin. V'nimtza listim she'enei Mezuyin. Was a list of Shane Mizuyin. Let's see what Rashi says. Rabbi Zeira Omar, Loilom Kishayma Sochadom. That could very well be. That what? That a Seich is a Shayma Socha. The Lohochi Loitisaye. It's no Rayeter Rav Yosef that a list of Mizuyin is a Ganet. The Hai Diktoni Kefil, the list of Shane Mizuyin Koma. Udiktoni reishe eino nishba michlal di boi potter nafshe. If he wanted to, he could have patted himself. Oche b'mayeskinen b'toyin tainis listem izuyim. Hilkach di boi ifte shnimse ganav nimse sheinim izuyim ubar keifalo. Now, this is a very difficult Gemara. I'd like first to explain what Rashi is saying, then to try to understand what Pshat is. Rav Zeira said as follows. We're speaking about a Seichu as a din of a Shemel Socha. Now, the Shemel Socha comes to the Bailam and says a lie, a fat lie. He says, you know, I was stolen by an armed robber. And so really, I don't owe you anything. And if I wanted to, I could swear that I was stolen by an armed robber, by list of Mizuyim. It's in parentheses, is a big fat lie, be a shakra. But al-kaponim, that's what he's talking. Then he goes, he says, but I can't do such a thing to see that you should lose the keren. I'm going to pay you the keren. I'm going to pay you the keren. So Mamela, so the mafkid is a broad smile on his face. Ooh, you're a tzaddik. So zayin gebenched. Fine. But over here, a list of mezuyim is not a ganav. It's a gazlan. No right to Rav Yosef. So fine. That's so far so good. He's masking to pay. Then later, two Adam come to Bezin and said, you know, we were watching this whole scenario and an echte ketog, it wasn't a list of mezuyim, it was a ganav. We know who the ganav is. We report the ganav to Bezin. Bezin gets a hold of the ganav. And now the ganav has to pay back the stolen goods. He has to pay back Eifel. Now, let us really think what happened over here. Really, to aid them say that it was gigam, but there wasn't a list of mizuyim. So let's see what really happened. What really happened was that it was stolen from the Shema Sochel, the Seichazin of Shema Sochel, and he owes him the money. He owes him the money. He has to pay. And if you pay what you owe, you don't get any benefits if we'll find the ganav. I mean, what the whole inyan of being maxed of the behemothim is because of your chsidis and tzidkis. Ah, Mika, then you were potter and you paid. Moiradik. So Mamela, that's, but here, this person was mechuyev to pay. He was mechuyev to pay because really it was a, he's mechuyev to pay because really it was gigamvet. So he doesn't deserve a pat on his back for paying. That what he paid is between you and me because he knew he was mechuyev to pay. No, he fooled the masker. He told the masker, you know, it was a list of mezuyim. But now, So let's now explain. So what did he say? I could have been a shegetz, and I could have said a lie, and patted myself, and you wouldn't have gotten paid. You know, there's such people in the world also. I could have done that. But I decided to pay. So I'm a fine person. I'm not a thief. And then Lamaisa we have Edim that come on made in the, that he's a liar. I mean, Lemaise, I mean, he came with a lie, and he should be maktum the behemah because of such a thing. I mean, I don't understand klor the svara of Rav Zeira Bechlal. I don't understand the svara of Rav Zeira Bechlal. Why should I say this? And Ansari is maktum the behemah. He's telling him he's potter, and I'm paying you, and you know what that means. And the Mitzito, he'd remain with the lie. Now, Adam come and spill the beans. They say the truth that he's, was really gigantic and really he owes you the money and he never was made to this. He says, so Mehechi Taisi, she deserves the kefo. So that's one ha'ore. There's a second ha'ore I'd like to mention, a Merdika ha'ore that Sameach asks on this Gemara. Sameach asks a Merdika zach. The Rav Zeira is saying now that a list of mezuyim is a gazlan. It says you pay kefil, because there wasn't a list of mezuyim. There was a poshtagane. He said it was a list of mezuyim. But really wasn't a list of mezuyim. It was a real ganav. Frekter sameach amir di kekashe. We'll stop with the kasha. So yes, a kasha as follows. The Baraisa says that you pay kefil to the Shema. Okay, we didn't understand exactly why. But al kaponim, Let's not get into that. We pay kefil to the shame. Fine. So the ganef, comes to business machayev kefil to the ganef should pay kefil to the shame. So the ganef says, I wasn't a ganef, I was a lister mezuyin. I came with a gun. I'm a gazel, not a ganef. I don't know kefil. So Bezin says, what do you mean? Two Edom say that you're a ganef. I should pay him. I have a dos baldin. He said I was a gazel. I'm paying him. What's negay anybody else? He had your two Edom. But legabi the shema, there's a dos baldin that it wasn't stolen. I wasn't a posh the ganef. The Shemel says that I was a Gazlan, I was a list of Mizuyan. So Lefit Vorov, I don't know Kefil. So Idos Baldin is stronger than Adim. So why should I have to pay Kefil to the Shema, since the Shema himself says that I don't owe him Kefil, because I was a list of Mizuyan. Nafla legine venenis mishalemes mashenenis. We hear in the Mishnah that the behema fell into a gine and it had a no mishalemes mashenenis. Yolda kedalka vezika. But if it didn't fall in, it walked down. There was mazik mishalemes mashehizika. What does Rashi say in the Mishnah? Vashenenis lefi hanosa v'loy lefi hezeka. Now, before we go into the sugya, the Mishnah l'chayre is poshut. The chilik between the two cases is as follows. If nafla legine v'nenis, that means it was nafla boinis. So really, it's not his fault that it got there, but he couldn't have done it, it was an oinis. So the hezek that the behema did is he's not responsible for it. It was an oinus. So memela, but mashenenis you pay. The bow you have when you get the behema out of the gine, you won't give it a meal for the next 2 days. It's taken care of already. So you have anoa. So pay mashenenis. Not mazika, but pay mashenenis. The Yolda Kedalka for Kelp. You didn't watch the behemoth properly, and it went in eight, so that's the din of Shem Beregel, Bechotza Hanizik. That's Poshib Shat in the Mishnah. Now, Omar Rav Benechbeto. Now, but before we see the Gemara, let us just see Taisvis, the bottom Taisvis. Nafla Legine Venenis, Mishalem is Mashenenis. It's speaking about that the way the behemah was, the behemah, that means he wasn't watching it, but it couldn't go down. That means even though he didn't watch it, it was impossible for the behemah to walk down. But if the behemah could have walked down, and it fell down, then, that means even though it fell bainis, the tchilasa b'shiv is safer bainis. That means if it was possible that he didn't watch the behemah, and the behemah could have walked down and helped himself to eat up the irakis from the gine. So even though it slipped, but tchilasa b'shiv is safer bainis. V'safer diktani yorda, ulcha de milsa nokat, ladinaf lakim and shechayla leiret. The Sefer that says a walk down, Lamaisa doesn't have to walk down Bapoyu. Afilu, it walked down, it fell down, you'll also be chai about Tchlosa Bipshi and the Sefer Bites. But here we are speaking about that he was an onus. Nofla Lagina Benenis, Mishalemis Mashenenis. Omar Rav Benechbeto. You know what it's speaking about? It's speaking about the Nenis was that it fell, and there were Yerokis in the Gine, and the Yerokis cushioned the fall. So Memele, so he has Ano that the behemoth did not die. So the fall, so he had Ano from the Yerokis. So you pay Mashenens. Avol Ochlo, but what is, if the Ano is that the Beimer helped himself in the Gine. And the Beimer ate a whole Sude. Afilu Mashenenis Eina Mishalemes. So then it doesn't even pay Mashenenis. That means the Beimer went there. Now the Beimer helped himself and ate. So then it doesn't pay Mashenenis. So the Gemara said, Apeladika Gemara. This is really very difficult to understand. Why is he potter to pay Mashenenis? Lemaise. Good. There's no chiyuv of Mashe Izika, you're an onus. You watched it, and it was mazik, so you're not responsible for the hezik, but you have ano. Leima rav letaimei, doma rav hoyolo shaloi teichel. Rav said a memre hoyolo shaloi teichel. Let us see what Rashi says. Oma rav, Haydik Tony Mashenenis, Mishalemes, and you pay for the no Mishalemes, Benech Betakoma. It's speaking about that it banged itself. Shekshenech Beta, Alatvua, Shikason, Bekarkevi Sida. The bang pushed into the Karke, the Tvua, Nuz Mavsadi, the Hinenis, Shloiloksa Mikarke, was not banged up from the Karke. So on that you pay. Rav said a din, if Reuven brought in his peiros and Shimon's chotzer, shaloi bershus, without any permission, Reuven comes in and brings his peiros into Shimon's chatzah. B'sher shenogach ha-saporet. Diktoni, it says over there, huska ben beim shabal abayis chayu bal ha-peiros. If the Shimon's behemah got genizik through Reuven's peiros, so Reuven is chay, v'om ha-rav k'shehuch l'ka ben shonot, speaking about that the behemah slipped on these peiros. Avol ochlo vihitriza, but what happens if the behemah ate these peiros and got ill from these peiros? Potera machnis, davolo shaloi teichel. Didn't have to eat. So mamela the bala peiros is potter. Vochenami oma bala behemah biyiridosa anusi. So the bala behemah says, when it fell in, it's not my fault. Shrei noflo. Ubachi loso, hoya lo shaloi teichel. It shouldn't have eaten it. Umani yochelasus. What can I do about it? So this is the chashrekloche gemara. The gemara says, the gemara saying that svore, that Reuven's behemah indulged in Shimon's peiros, and Reuven has ano. He has ano. He doesn't have to give it to eat for 2 days now. And the Gemara says that Rav holds your potter to pay. Havelo shaloi teichel. Shouldn't have eaten it. So that's why I'm potter to pay. So it's very difficult to understand what they mean. It shouldn't have eaten it. But it ate it. You have anos. You should pay mashenenis. You're not chayiv to pay for the hezek. You're an onos. It's the din of tashlumei nezokenes. You were paishei b'shmires. I mean, mainly you're responsible to pay for the actions of your animal. Here, you're not a paishei b'shmires. You're right. It's an onos. But you have a no, so pay for the no. Lachainim ask, it says in the Mishnah, Ochla Mitechel Chovo, a person, ashamed the regals, potter b'shusaram, for eight, you pay mashenenis. You potter off the hezek, but you have a no, pay for the no. So Lachainim ask, so what can happen? It shouldn't have eaten. I mean, good, but at 18 you have anos, a pay for it. We're not being to pay you to pay for the hezek. You're anonis and hezek, but you're deriving anos. So this is a shreklecha havamine, what the Gemara said. And then they ask another kasha. I mean, what havalo shaloi toichal? It shouldn't have eaten. Mani yochalas, as Rashi says. So when it fell, so it's also not your fault. But then you pay. You have ano? It cushioned the fall. There you do pay. There you do pay. Even though you're a real onus on that. There's a real onus. I mean, that was anah, but lamaisa, you're having anah from, you're having anah from the payers, so you have to pay for the payers. It's not your fault, but you have to pay mashananis. So over here, you're also having anah. The behemoth ate, you don't have to give it to eat for the next 2 days. So what kind of belt is this? Havalo shaloi toichu, it shouldn't have eaten. Mani yochel lasos, but pay for that, no, yeah, but no, pay for it. Now, just try to understand a little bit, not too much. The havamin of the Gemara, there's a Taisus further daf kuf aleph amad aleph. There's a merdeka Taisus. Taisus says, a gedel, there's a Taisus on daf kuf aleph amad aleph to maschel a dilma. The second, the third Taisus, the fourth Taisus. Here we're talking about that a person's begged, a person had wool, and the wool got dyed through Yenim's tzemel. Through Yenim's samamonim. He had tzemel, and it got dyed through Yenim's samamonim. So the Gemara clears a shayla if he has to pay for now that his dye is it called yesh shvach samamonim al gabi tzemer, ein shvach samamonim al gabi tzemer, is it called that your tzemer became mushbach, so pay for it, pay the bala samamonim, ein shvach, it's a chazusa ba'alme, teime, so Tosfos asks a kasha, harei nene, klar, it's only called a chazusa. It's not called a ben, but he has a no. Shetzimrei meula bedamim yaisa. Lemaisa before he had raw wool that was not colored, and now that it fell into Yenim's dye, so now it's worth more money. V'yishali mashenene. So this din tashlumi. You have a no before you had wool, raw wool that was worth $100,000. Now it's worth $150. K'may ochla mitoich al-chava, the perik base, the nafla legine da ha-koinis, the Gemara says, lady, you pay my shenanis also, the Gemara's choyze from this memory of Rav, the perik eilu naris, oma tochav loich haveri mashkin shalachem bebeis ablidim, ishala my shenanis, if Reuven took Shimon's mashkin and poured it down Levi's throat, so Levi has to pay Shimon. I didn't do anything, but you ever know from Shimon's mashkin. There's a din tashlumi mashkinenis, even though I didn't take the hano myself. I'm a chuyiv to pay for the hano. Fakteisviz. So lemaise, I have hano from the samamonim. V'yesh l'chalik. Da hocha einay bo'al yidei maisov, v'lo yidei maisei behemtoi. Here, this case, somehow speaking about the tzemel, fell into the samamonim. I didn't do it. My behemoth didn't do it. So Mamela, no, I have Hano from your Samamonim. It's worth more. But if the Hano did not come Aidei Maisov, Loi Aidei Maisa Behemtoi, he put it to pay my shenanis. Ubetachav loichaveres, and Tosfos says, and what if Yenna poured down something into his throat? Reuven took Shimon's mashkin and poured it down Levi's throat. So Levi paid Shimon. Also, he didn't do anything. But there his gufera no. So not going into the oimek hadvarim of Tosfos, about Tosfos gives us guidelines in tashlumi mashenemis. Stamazoi, I have a hanos moment. Well, but let's say, look, Fiamas of Tosfos is saying, I have wool that before was worth $100, that's worth $150, it's tied, the wool got tied. I don't have to pay a penny. Did I take the hanos? No, it fell in. Did my behemoth, the is a hanos that I'm deriving from Yenim's moment, but I'm deriving it without taking it by your diem, without my behemoth taking it, or without having hanos haguf. Hanos haguf is a new parsha. If someone, a woman takes Shimon's mashke and pours it down Levi's throat. But if there's no hanos haguf, and I didn't take the hanos, and my behemoth didn't take the hanos, I put it to pay. That's what Tosfos says. So we have guidelines, hanos that one has, one does not necessarily have to pay for it, unless was a day myself, myse behemtai, or anos aguf. That's what Tosfos says. Now let's go back to our Gemara for 1 minute. We mentioned the kasha, and Tosfos actually brings down this kasha. Tosfos brings down this kasha from. Now Tosfos brings down this Gemara. We mentioned the kasha. The Kavi Yeshua asked the kasha. It says, "Ochlo mitoicho chovo." A Mishnah, "Ochlo mitoicho a behema eat b'shus harabim." So lemaise the baal a behema pays mashenenis. You have to pay mashenenis. There and Tosfos and Daf Kuf Aleph explains why do you pay mashenenis? Why do you pay mashenenis? They maise behemta. Your behema did it. I am potter to watch the behemah b'shus rabim. That's in tashlumi nezakim. But mashenenis, your behemah helped himself and ate in the b'shus rabim, you mechuyif to pay. Al koponim, so we see, and there's no svarah, it shouldn't have eaten. Your behemah ate, and you have enough from it, you mechuyif to pay. So the kaiva Yeshua is sakasha, so what's over here? Here, it fell in. The behemah ate. You have anor from it. You should be mechuyif. What's the habamina? What is this different than the reshus haram? Abba Kamegi asks this kasha. The Kavi Yeshua asks the kasha. The Kavi Yeshua says, unless you make a chilik, he doesn't know what the chilik is, but let's just say for 1 minute the chilik. There's a chilik between oynis and ptur shmira. That means as follows. A behemah is walking in Shus HaRabim. I'm not mechuyif to watch the behemah. I'm not mechuyif to watch that the behemah should not step on things, that it shouldn't eat things. That's not my responsibility. Fine, you're not responsible. So if it's mazik, I'm potter to pay. But the Mishnah says, but if it was nene, you chayif to pay. So with this we can understand, it was ayidei behemtai. Bilchus Mazik, but your behemah took food, was nen, and you derived the no through Achilles behemtecha, you mechuyif to pay for this. The ptur of Rishus Harab is only a ptur shmir legabi tashlum in the zoket. But if your behemah took food, you'll say, it shouldn't have done it. Very good. But al kaponim, it did it, and you have a no, your behemah did it, and you had a no. So you have to pay for what you for the hanor that you derived through ma'isa behemtecha. That's what it says. Whatever the oimek advarim is, but that's the guidelines. I'm not mechuyif to watch it, but your behemah took a hanor, and you ate food, and you're deriving benefit from the food. So you mechuyif to pay for the benefit you're deriving. That's called ma'isa behemtecha. Over here, it's speaking about not that I'm potter to watch it. It fell in. And here Rashi says, Ma ani yochel lasis, Rashi says. What What could I do? So it would seem he couldn't do anything. What could I do? Right? He shouldn't have eaten. What should I do? So it would seem the machayev of Maisa Behemtecha is here also not applicable. Over there, you could have stopped. You're not machayev to watch your behemoth, but your behemoth did it. And l'chayri, you could have stopped it. So there is a din. You derive the benefit, pay for the benefit you derive. Mashenkin over here, mani yochel asos, what could I have done? It shouldn't have eaten it. And I had no way of stopping it from eating it. So this is not called Maisa Behemta. Here I'm not even responsible for Maisa Behemta for the Ano. If you need Maisa Behemta for Ano, Maisa Behemta for Ano is if I could have stopped it. So Mamela, I should have stopped it. You're not Mechuyah, but that's called Maisa Behemta, the Yechayv Ano Ano. But over here, Maya Yochel Asos, that was the Hamamin of the Gemara. Could be. I mean, the Pevishus, you have to know the Chilek, if he's potter to watch, if he's anonymous. Okay. But there's another Kasha, the Kasha is, that it says, if it banged itself, if the behemoth banged itself, so you have to pay for the anon, next to pay, you have to pay. So he also was anonymous, also by Yochel Asos. Why over here, how did the Gemara understand this? That Rav says if it banged itself, when you had a know that the Tvue cushioned the fall, then you will have to pay. I'm a Yochel Asos. Don't tell me, Maisis. You have a know from it. You will have to pay. So what's the difference between Nechpeda and Nochla? This is a Sheklech Akashi. I'm going to guess this Akashi. The Birchas Avram, wants to say, he has a problem with Taisvus later in Dafnun Ches, but the Baal, ignorance is bliss, we don't know the Taisvus, so let's just say what he wanted to say without the Taisvus. He wanted to say there's a chilik between Mishtarshi in Mashenenis. There's a chiyev tashlumim of Mishtarshi, there's a chiyev tashlumim of Mashenenis. That means like this. Mishtarshi means that I have your money by me. That means like this. Well, so let us go perhaps what the case is. The behemoth fell. Let us say now, if the fall would not have been cushioned, the behemoth would have died. What brought about that the behemoth should be alive? Your cushion, your tvur. So it's considered that the whole existence of the behemoth is through your money. Through your money is the sibah of the existence of the behemoth. So it's called mamoni gaboch. That means without the cushion, your behemoth would have been dead. The life behemoth is true that my moment cushioned it. So there is a chiyuv not of mashenenis, there's a chiyuv of mamoi migaboch. So you have to give me my money, gave you a behemoth, made sure you have a live behemoth. The chiyuv mashenenis is the behemoth ate, didn't have to eat. So now you don't have to give it to eat. Nifl say, I wanted it to fast one day also. Here it's not considered, let's say the behemoth. So I'll say, good, thank you, but, I thought one day would be good. I think it's overweight, the behemoth. I think one day it would be good not to eat side by side. In the chiv mashenenis, it's not, the chiv is not that's mamaini gaboch. The chiv is that you derive the benefit. So then perhaps we could say that's what we said before. So if the benefit was adei maise behemtoi and I could have prevented it, then I'm a chuyev for the benefit which the behema was not saying adei maise behemta. But here we're speaking about it was an onos. Mani yochel asos, So it could be over here, for it's not called Mameini Gaboch. That means if I wouldn't have eaten, I'd also have my animal. And the Chiyav of Mashenen is the Chiyav is Maise Behemtoi. And Maise Behemtoi is only if I could have prevented it from doing it. But over here, Mani Yochel Asais, so I'm not responsible for Maise Behemtoi.